In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. It comes afresh each time we hear it, perhaps in slightly different words. Prayer is, I think, a kind of negotiation with God. That's a difficult idea, and as soon as it comes into one's mind, one begins to think, am I up to it? Well, of course, human beings are up to it. God evolved us to be as we are, made in His image, and we are fit for purpose. That's not to say that prayer is easy. I think it's one of the hardest things we do. The Lord's Prayer begins with a request to God that we individually and together recognize God as holy, recognize His authority over us, wish His kingdom to be manifest before our eyes. The words, His kingdom come. We can't do that without the fuel of food to keep body and soul together, our daily bread. It's a wonderful and seldom recognized fact that abject poverty, the kind where you truly do not know where your next meal is coming from, has almost been eliminated from the entire earth. It clings on in Africa, a fruit of wicked and self-seeking government, and of course of civil war. If the world goes on getting richer at the rate it has, and peace comes to Africa, then extreme poverty may even be eliminated completely during our lifetime. We need to thank God for the gift He's given and pray that He will go on giving till His kingdom comes. What gets in the way is self-seeking action that does people down. I'm not talking about honest business which creates the wealth that changes the earth. That is something we give thanks for. What I'm talking about is deliberately doing what is not good, not honest, not upright, and not godly. That kind of behavior has a technical name. It's called sin. When an individual recognizes that sin is not really a very good idea, for it rots the soul from the inside, and wishes that he hadn't taken that route, then repentance and forgiveness from God Himself are there for the asking. We just add a little to Christ's agony on the cross as He pays the price for us. Jesus does that for us. So who are we to deny forgiveness to those who have done us down? I'm not saying it's easy. It does get easier as time goes by. I've tried time and time again to forgive a bully at school who should have known better, being a rugby blue. And more than half a century later, I can remember him almost without rancor. That loss of rancor is one of the inestimable rewards we have from God for the act of forgiving. So as life goes on, we may eventually reach the stage where, by the grace of God, we teeter on the edge of godliness. on the edge. It wouldn't take much to set us back, tip us into self-pity and self-loathing and anger. We dare not ask for that test. Please, God, leave us be. Help us to grow in Christ, that we die in Him, without having to face that final test. Amen.